little donation.
Rupees, pounds, and dollars.
different kinds of notes. As,
different kinds.
Yeah, yes.
There's 200 rupees.
200 rupees. Due to XO note.
And there's 10.
10 American dollars.
American dollars. 10, 20.
20.
Dollar.
Yeah, dollars.
There's 10 dollar bills. Here's 3 5 dollar bills.
20, 35.
And here's 2 5 pound notes.
And pound notes.
So you are the international.
International
it's about $70. So you were the chief trader in the Nam Hut. Uh-huh. You were like the chief trader in the Nam Hut.
And Maharaj Mukunda Mahaprabhu is going back to do that big book, Guru and His Grace. Oh. He's going back to help.
I shall try to send that life is short.
Yes.
Oh, you will send some biography.
Yeah.
That will be very helpful. Yeah. We want to put that in the introduction.
Question. No time now.
Yes.
Are you going back to
From Calcutta, where you going?
Dum Dum Airport.
Dum Dum.
And then from there
to Bangkok, which is in Thailand.
Bangkok.
It's near Vietnam.
No,
that's Malaysia.
From Bangkok.
It's close. Bangkok is a half hour train to Malaysia.
And then from Bangkok, Hong Kong.
Bangkok to Taiwan. Yes, that is an island very close to China.
Taiwan.
That is
Taiwan, that is a
democratic China.
That is the, what is the name?
Formosa.
Formosa, that one China gentleman was pro-American during the war.
Chiang Kai-shek.
Chiang Kai-shek.
Yes.
Thailand, that land.
Right. Taiwan.
Then from Bangkok to that Chiang Kai-shek.
Yes, Chiang Kai-shek dish.
And there,
from there to Korea.
South
Korea, yes.
South Korea.
Seoul. And then
South Korea to Hawaii.
Yes, to Hawaii.
Hawaii. And from there
to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
And from Los Angeles to San Jose.
Then San Jose.
Yes.
Straight from Los Angeles. San Jose.
No, next day.
Dry prasad, did you give me dry
prasad? Maharaj.
Give me some dry prasad.
Dry prasad.
Dry prasad.
Yes. That's fine.
Manage.
Yes,
manage for that.
Long journey.
Yes. Indirect route. It's a very indirect route.
Indirect route.
Yes. Like Vilas.
You need in diversity.
Yes.
Vilas. Mukunda Mala
Vilas.
I was thinking Vilas means something that moves in a crooked way. So I was thinking, because I am very crooked, you have given me this name.
Vilas means movement, playful movement. Playful movement. In play, you may take in that crookedness. Ahiri Bhagati Prem, just a serpent moves in a crooked way, not straight, in a crooked way, serpent. So Vilas is like that something. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. In Hegel's opinion. Thesis, then opposite, then again unifying. But again, that is thesis, then antithesis. And again, greater harmony. In this way, making progress.
Hegel was a deep thinker. Hegel was a deep thinker.
Deepest thinker among the Western philosophers. Smriti Mudar and others also, the deep thinkers. Germany had so appreciation for Indian culture that ancient books that can never be found in India may be found in Germany.
Really, it's true.
So they are fond of Indian culture. They are not masters of India, but their inquisitiveness about the cultural books of India, that was extreme. In one word, the ancient books that may not be found in India, it can be found in Germany, even after war. Even after war. So such safe and honorable custody, they have kept the Indian ancient books, that is most admirable.
And that swastika.
Eh?
That swastika sign, Maharaj.
Swastika sign.
Yes, Hitler used
from India. Taken from India.
And also Bhakti Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's his first disciples from the West.
From Germany.
Came from Germany. That's Surya.
German gave first response to his call. Then another thing, the depth of the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, that's the highest appreciation came from Germany. And also, Hitler's method of social reform was something of Indian type. He asked the ladies, go to home from the office. I want good children from you. And I shall give reward for that. I don't want you to work in the office. Go, be good mother. I want good children. And also he made arrangement for sterilizing those are unfit to produce child. Severe disease that you have to produce children befitting the dignity of the country. Not for your sensual purpose that you will marry. I won't allow that. You must marry only to give good children. My whole country I want to be filled up with children of high type. That is my interest. And not for your sexual pleasure that I shall allow you to marry. So that is also Indian way. And when the war continued, I was in Karachi. I had a fight with some British gentlemen. I appreciate Hitler in these points. This is our Eastern method, our Indian method, especially the social reform. He wants all the ladies go home and give good children. I shall reward you. I want good, the whole country filled up with good children. And not the products of your luxury, sensual luxury, not a real child with good brain and good physics. The sons of Germany I want here, not with some diseased and defective body. It will fill up the country. I don't allow that.
They say also that V2 rocket, they say V2, that he got the idea from the Viman Veda. Viman Veda. There's one book, Viman Veda.
Viman Veda.
Yeah. They say that he got the idea for the V2 from that book.
And told the Nam Khotriyas by being frightened by Parashuram, he went to. They went to take their abode in Germany.
In Germany.
The Indian Khatriyas, when Parashuram wanted to make the whole of India Khatriyas-less, many Khatriyas, they started towards that direction, and they took some position in Germany. The Frank and Hans, so they are called Hans. Hans means Hongsho. Parama Hongsho and the Hongsho.
Yes.
Two sections in the ancient India.
Yes.
The Hongsho, the Hans. Hans means Hongsho. Very similar.
The Hans.
Was Hongsho.
Hansa.
Hans had a Hongsho. So they are called the Hans. Furious Frank and the Fiery Hans. some English poem written by some gentleman who was a soldier first.
Kipling. Rudyard Kipling.
No bullets among the I forgot the name, but he wrote the fight between furious Frank and the fiery Hans.
Furious Franks and fiery Hans.
Fiery Hans means the German. And Hans means Hongsho. Paramahansa and Hongsho, two races in India. And the Rajput here, they are Hans. Huns. Here, Huns, H-U-N. Hans and the Huns. Hun, their origin is Hun. Hun, an aboriginate section in India, ancient India. Hun. The same stock with the Rajput in India. They called Hun, as here they call the Han. The Sanskrit is Hansa.
Hansa.
Hansa. Hunsa, Huns, and Hans. From Hongsho. The same stock, original Hongsho.
Guru Maharaj, I had one question about the Berkeley theory.
Yes.
And in Bhaktivinoda Thakura's lecture, he says that, Berkeley, he says that everything is in the mind. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his lecture, he says that the scandal of the Berkeley theory is that it tends to negate the existence of this world. It tends to argue against any kind of reality.
But Hegel has come to relieve Berkeley somewhat. He says that when a question is put, the Berkeley, according to Berkeley, if I think that there is £100 in my pocket, if I search my pocket, should I get it?
No.
Then Hegel says that when it is thought, it may not be in the individual mind, but it must be in the universal mind. That is Hegel's standpoint.
And that is present somewhere.
And that way it comes gradually. As I argued to some place about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma. Have you gone through it?
Jaiva yes, Dharma. I've gone through that.
That is, the imaginary persons are accepted as they are talking and giving answers. Some Bhajanath, some Babaji, some Lahiri Masai. All those imaginary persons have been taken in to talk. I told to one person in debate that what is in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's brain, in mind, and he has written, that is not imagination. In some kalpa or other, these things were, and these things again will come, have to come. Do you follow?
Yes.
What Bhaktivinoda Thakur thought in his mind, that won't be lost. That must be somewhere in this prapancha, in this world, sometime after or sometime back, the same thing was. Just as they say that the sound, I speak here, the sound going. This sound can be caught in some other place little after.
Yes.
So the light that Chaitanya gave, with his batch, he chanted here, Sankirtan, he preached. That velocity, that wave is going. And now some, in some sort of place, that may be found here. You follow?
Yes.
Am I clear?
Yes.
The velocity of light that I feel here, that is going on, that is not lost. Just a sound I pronounce is not lost, it is traveling. So the light, the whatever I see, that wave of light, that is also traveling. That war period, vision, that is also there, that vibrating, that vibration is now somewhere else, it is floating. If you go there, just as in the Ganges water, if I throw some flower, then that is carried out by the stream.
Yes.
If I can go with more speed than the stream, I can find that flower somewhere else in the in the current. You follow?
Yes.
So, the velocity, the eyesight velocity, that is, in a second it is moving with 75 miles speed. It is moving. And if it is possible to run with more speed, then we can overtake that wave. it is there.
Yes.
So also, what is imagination now must have come in reality here, and it is found in somewhere else. In Krishna Lila also, we say, the Krishna Lila Nitya, just like sun, everywhere there is morning, now morning here, 5 minutes after the morning will be there,
yes.
Sunrise. And sunrise, then sunrise is everywhere sometimes, here or there, rising sun to be found anywhere. Always it is moving in that way. Setting sun is always to be found.
Yes.
Only we have to go to attend that place. So what came in the mind of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like a novel way he described, that must, this kalpa or another kalpa somewhere, it must be found. It is there. It is reality, not imagination. Everything is not imagination. In my dream, what I saw, now it is false, but it was in some life, in past experience, I had that sort of vision. That has come to me now as a dream. It was a fact, and now it is in me as a dream. Say Vrindavan? Oh, come on, take it off. To me, hello.
This is all
interrupted.
All international.
মোটের উপরে কত হবে? টাকা কত? 300 না কত?
হিসেব করতে হবে বেশি হবে
মনে টাকাটা কত বলুন
It's about $70. It's altogether about $70 American.
$70.
Yes.
Then 700. Approximately. $70 have you working all together?
Yeah.
So tell me, Shats or not?
Motamoto.
Boss, one owner.
কালকে ভোরে যাবেন সময় হোক না দিলেন আমি মালা দিয়ে দিলাম প্রসাদে দিয়ে দিলাম তখন
মুকুন্দ মালা প্রভু হচ্ছেন হি ইজ আওয়ার মানে ফিউচার
America. He is direct disciple of your divine grace.
I said, yes, Kate, everything in
Malapur, he was guiding disciple of Srila Guru Maharaj. That is. And Guru and His Grace, Mane ini na gele, Guru and His Grace not will be published. Guru and His Grace may come here in November.
Yes.
In Bhul
Guru Puja time. For Vyasa Puja.
Vyasa Puja time. That is good time.
Yes, good time for getting the grace. Theory. And that is one other question I had about this Berkeley theory, that everything is in the mind, and that is that
what is in mind. That may be abstract to us, but in the universal mind everything is concrete.
Yes.
It must be, can be traced to somewhere else.
So, although everything is in one sense, everything is in the mind, but still, I am experiencing that it's very hot. I feel very hot, and also Badrinarayan Prabhu, he also feels the heat. So we are all experiencing heat, but according to Berkeley, this is just going on in the mind. You follow? In other words, I experience that this seems to be the concrete reality. It seems to me that it's very hot, but according to Berkeley, this is only in the mind. So my question is, should we think that this illusion is being enforced upon us, or the idea that it is hot, that's
being... You have to understand the fundamental truth, that what is hot temperament to me, that may be cool temperament to some other body.
Yes.
Degree. Having to degree of toleration, the experience of coolness and heat depends on that. What is cool to us, that may be hot to another. So in that way, it is only, we have to adjust with that, that may be what is hot to me, that may be cool to another. Cool to another. Or human beings, or so many insects, so many worms, and so many other things. What is bright to us, what is bright to an owl, that is dark to us. Do you follow?
Yes.
So, creation is of variegated nature.
Yes.
In all cases, in cases of eye experience, or ear experience, which we can hear, others cannot hear. It may be so small sound, and so big sound, we can't hear. Only we hear within limitation. We see also within limitation.
Yeah.
Our feeling and the touch, that is also within limitation. So everything is coexistent. Only it is adjusted. Something cool to me, something that is, that very thing is hot to another. In this way it exists. So it is not imagination. It is reality. What is imagination to me, that is reality to another animal. That it is there.
Yes.
In the purvancha, in this surface, it is like that. So it must be anywhere and everywhere. The rising sun must be anywhere and everywhere. Now here, now then next, in this way it is evolving. So in the whole creation, every sort of experience is coexistent. Do you follow?
Yes.
And then your understand curious, the idea. What is your question?
My question was...
Now, like adjust.
Well, my question was that in explaining this theory to others...
And we want to say that what you now feel good,
yes,
by the will of God, you can immediately may feel that very hot.
Right.
By the will of the Supreme
right.
Lord.
Right. So our point, then our point will be
everything depends
this.
On Him.
Yeah.
In the cause. What He says, intolerable hot. Next moment, if God wills, He will be forced to say intolerably cool. It depends on His will, everything. Let there be water, let there be light, there was light. He is saying, and Dhritarashtra, I say, you will see me being blind. Though you are blind, blindness not to be removed, only I say, you see me, and you will see, and that was done. Only His will is that the cause of everything, and that can change anything and everything to anything and everything. His will. And that is coming here in a modified way, in general way, in particular way, speciality of such degree in this regulation is there. But it is, His will is the cause, prime cause of everything. And it is, He is above law. You must keep in consciousness that then anything you will be able to explain.
Like a hypnotist. He is like a hypnotist.
Yes, hypnotizer.
So
everything depends on His sweet will. Everything depending on the sweet will of the designer and the destiner. Everything is destined and designed by Him. It is in His hand, in the center. His bicep and the forehead, everything. He only knows what is the purpose of anything and everything. None else. He knows His ways, and none know His ways. Only they know as much as He wants to know, make Him know. Only that much. And that also He can change. So complete free autocrat is called, and that can be only caught by love. An autocrat can be caught by love, not by knowledge, because his ways is uncertain. What your knowledge will do? Knowledge can go on if there is any fixed law and a fixed nature then. An autocrat, any moment he can change. How can I know things? Your all previous experience null and void. Every second He can show you a new color. So no possibility of knowledge to make any clear statement of future about. But knowledge is futile about the infinite. Now is this, now another. Now what? Then on what basis you will make your calculation? They're always changing, sweet will. Only He can be caught, His heart can be caught by only surrender. So that through surrender He may like to make Him known to you, and you may know that person that much. Designer is autocrat, above law. You have to consider like that. He is designing this universe, He is above that, not under any law, any fixed nature. He may change attitude, the sweeping. And whatever he wills, that must come to happen.
Guru Maharaj, sometimes people say God is not this God is not good because he is above law, but he, the position of the jivas is that not above law. It means that there is suffering. If God is good, means that he could create the jivas also above law.
And then they want to become God of gods. This is the mark. Unknown and unknowable. And how his ways can be known? His known is autocratic. He is such. And from your crooked and very meager partial experience, this finite experience you want to throw on the universal truth. Your experience is limited of the limited. And that small experience we want to trust in the whole. It is most deplorable. Deplorable argument and knowledge. From finite you want to know the nature of the whole infinite and you go to criticize it. What is your foundation of criticizing? Decision? On what basis you are approaching to criticize him? How much you know about him? A mother is chastising his son. Only you see that person and she is much. She is very clear. He is teaching his son not for this. But you do not know the previous, how troubled the mother takes for the child, how she feels for his future good. All these you do not go to decide. Only the time when they say that he is punishing his son and you are infuriated. So every incident must have its future and its past. You have to trace that before you put any remark. In your case, how much, how limit, what limit you can understand. Very bigger. And by that, one should not go to make any remark about the infinite way. That is injudicious, that is suicidal to a man of understanding.
Guru Maharaj, the position of the jivas in Tathasta means that the jivas has the knowledge that there is one upper world and one lower world, that is suffering, there is service, there is this knowledge in there.
He says that in the jiva in Tathasta loka,
in Tathasta,
does the jiva have a vision of Vaikuntha?
The jiva has got adaptability of both sides. Margin means endowed with adaptability of both the sides, but no participation or nor any experience. But on the seed, adaptability. And he is in the margin, and the margin means strictly to analyze with adaptability. You can go that side, you can come this side.
So he has
this
some
possibility is there.
In the Guru
potentiality.
If there is this,
but he is left to exercise his freedom.
Because
his conscious unit, consciousness, must be an inseparable part of The freedom must be inseparable from consciousness. A conscious unit and a freedom is one and same. Mm-hmm. Conscious atom means endowed with freedom. If freedom taken away, it is matter. Uh-huh.
There is freedom, but there is also knowledge. Knowledge of the absolute, of the reality.
Because it is very small, so freedom also not perfect, very vulnerable. Freedom, that means his existence is also small. His freedom is also vulnerable, defective. So the possibility of committing thought. Freedom means not perfect freedom. Perfect freedom with the perfect reality. And the smallest atomic freedom with the atoms of consciousness. And that is vulnerable. That can judge properly and judge improperly also there in the margin. Mm-hmm. Otherwise we have to put blame on God or Maya. We want to be innocent. No. We can't be innocent. The starting point, and just as before taking an intoxication, one man begins intoxication, first step, curiosity, something like this. Then when he is taking intoxication for a small time, he cannot do without intoxication. So Maya is like that, the habit, intoxication habit. Then Maya intoxication habit comes and forces you to give up, swallow some intoxication substance.
Yes.
Before that, when you begin, you might not have begun. That is no point, no momentum. But once you have begun, as much as you are making familiarity with intoxication is devouring you so much. So, first starting, Maya was mixing with Maya like a play, curious play, play of curiosity. But as much as I make friendship with her, she comes to devour me so much. In this way we are in the practice of Maya. But in the beginning, at the starting point, it was very slight thing like curiosity. So it's a starting of the free will. That was the cause and not the present stage when Maya has devoured us of their ignorance. Liking for exploitation. Maya means liking for intoxication. Love for exploitation. That is Maya. And truth is that everything is for Sanjaya, for Krishna.
And Guru Maharaj, if Intatasta has the reality and the illusion, the jiva cannot have enough discrimination to come to their...
No part of discrimination. All little, very little. Imaginary little. Everything imaginary small. But it is. However small, it is there.
So he can also go to Vaikuntha. From that first starting point, he can also go to Vaikuntha.
Some go that side. Some go this side, some go the other side. Independent. Not all come one side. Then there will be some compulsion. No compulsion. Like that, free choice. Some going this side, some going this side, some going this side.
Guru Maharaj, there is knowledge coming from outside or from inside that can help the jiva to adopt one side or another?
At every stage, outward help is possible. At every stage. But in crude stage, higher agents can help. Hmm. Ordinary person cannot detect the defects and render help. Hmm. Higher personality, God Himself, or any higher power sadhu can help in the, just as suppose a newborn babe, a specialist doctor with a special knowledge can treat, make treatment of the newborn.
Hmm.
But the little grown up can talk what is pain in you, ordinary doctor may. So high powered sadhu and the Lord Himself, they can help us in any stage. Ordinary person, saints, cannot help in any stage.
Mm-hmm.
In certain standard, their help is limited.
Guru Maharaj, when we are very far away in another country, then we have to associate more through Vani than through Vapu. Can you say something about that? Can you give us some instructions that will minimize our separation?
Vapu also, by our deep affectionate meditation,
hmm.
we may get influence from the Vapu also.
Hmm.
Sometimes when we are in meditation, we may get inspiration.
Hmm.
Whilst there, and also by meditation, by the relativity, something may come, new life may come.
Hmm.
That is maybe possible. A deep and affectionate and submissive meditation, relativity.
Hmm.
That may join me. Irrespective of the place and time.
Hmm.
In Atma, Atma does not have any restriction of space and time. If we can rise up to the plane of Atma, we can check the Guru. In that way we can give inspiration.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Once you said that Vani is also Vapu.
Yes. Vani is also Vapu. It is not properly tackled. Sevanuk.
Hmm.
Vani means words.
Yes.
Words may not divulge the meaning. So Vani is also a form of sound.
Yes.
This is our experience and the Vani is your experience.
Namakshara Bhagi Roy.
Namakshara
Bhagi Roy. Bhajanam Kabu Kabu Noy.
So that also may be Bhopu. May be felt like Bhopu. But the spirit within that you can approach that only through submissive attitude. Sevanu deep. This tongue can take, the eye can see, the nose can take. Serving attitude, deeply serving attitude, then the contact comes. From up, they are felt in the external body. They come to the Atma, buddhi, mon, and the outside body.
Hmm.
It comes from inner side or higher side, not comes from the surface, from the world of experience. It comes from high. It has to come through space, first to soul, then from soul to reason, from reason to mind, and from mind again, so deep in the mind that we experience.